We know that individuals with disabilities die at 25 years earlier than the general population. We also know that they have more challenges with chronic health conditions, such as behavioral health conditions, diabetes, heart disease, coronary heart disorder, and so forth. So we did receive a grant proposal in our community to do to provide some services. But we didn't have sufficient dollars to do that. We knew that we really needed a strong public-private partnership to pilot something and looking at paying for success, look at paying for something for 3 years, and we can demonstrate if we can improve outcomes. And thus far, in 7 months, we've seen that we have some very positive outcomes.
How big is the population of people with developmental disabilities in our community, and how many of them can benefit from this wellness approach?
Well, that's a really hard question locally to have local data on the number of individuals that have disabilities. But generally, if we extrapolate what that looks like for the national population, 1 in 5 individuals would have a disability.
In having multiple agencies involved in any project, there's often difficulty in coordination. Has that happened in this particular effort?
Not at all. In fact, that's been one of the real pleasant surprises. We have 6 different entities that are partners in this: the health department, the 377 board. Advocate has 3 components to that: the medical center, the health and fitness center itself, and also the Advocate Charitable Foundation. And then we found a partner who would work with us on this, and that's Mark First. And everyone has just been committed to this and ready to do what they can do and stay out of the way of others when they're doing theirs.
How's the program structured?
Well, the contract is between the 377 board and the Health and Fitness Center. Our project cost is $41,200 for 1 year, and we've got around 40 people that are participating in that program. Included in that is the workout sessions and things of that nature, but we're also looking at the other parts of their lifestyle, and diet is a really large part of that. And so we had a 10-week session already for healthy eating, and saw some change in behavior. People that started to learn about vegetables and smoothies and things like that and drink more water.
Is that susceptible to a permanent change? Because a lot of people who have mental ages who are fairly young and childlike are going to behave in a childlike fashion and not perhaps be on a permanent regimen of healthy eating.
You know, you bring up a very good point with that is, in fact, what's so great about our partnership is it's individualized and it's participant-centered. So all of the services that we provide are specially designed for that individual's disability as well as their life circumstances as a whole. And so it's not doing a sugar cookie cutter approach. That's what we've done in the past, a one size fits all. We know that doesn't work, and we keep paying for that on the back end. So the programming is very individually tailored. So one example is one of the individuals that we're working with has cerebral palsy. Well, what do we know about cerebral palsy? We know that you'd have limited functioning to where you may end up in a wheelchair for a significant period of time. So in the past, we might just allow a person to sit in a wheelchair because that's the definition of what their disability is. But what we're really looking at is allowing individuals with disabilities to live like all of us live, to have the same dreams and hopes that all of us have. And so this one individual we're working with did say, my goal is that I can walk someday. And within 7 months of this project, she is now up walking, assisted with crutches. Those are opportunities that she didn't have previously. And so again, incorporating opportunities just like all of us would have to make true life changes.
This is Sound Ideas. I'm Charlie Schlenker. We're here with Fern McGinnis, the head of the 377 Board of the Health Department, which covers programs for those with developmental disabilities, and Laura Beavers of the Health Department. What other takeaways have there been in the first 7 months? What are you seeing in terms of the exercise, the stability, the mobility, the general health of the 40 people who are being served?
You know, Charlie, we're building connections. And as I said earlier, is that sometimes we're isolated, and if you have a disability, you may be isolated. We know that doesn't work. We need to build connections within our community. Individuals with disabilities usually have half the connections as what the general population will have. And most of those connections are paid staff. So we're building those connections. And through that normalizing of behaviors, we're also seeing positive successes. When I'm working out right alongside of somebody else and making healthy choices, it makes that healthy choice easier. So we're seeing a great amount of success in that particular area.
That's a soft measurement. Are there harder metrics that you're paying attention to?
Absolutely. And again, every quarter we'll have reassessments, and we've been through two quarters. So far we've seen about a 60% drop in cholesterol rates, heart rates, and so forth, increased mobility, decreased ER visits, a reduction in weight circumference, all of high-cost areas.
How much of a decrease in ER visits, and is that susceptible to a cost calculation?
At this point, we don't have the actual numerical value of that cost calculation, but we know that the population that are in this program that we served before had an increased rate of ER visits. For example, one of the individuals that we work with suffers from frequent seizures, and since being in the program, she has not been seen in the ER one time for a seizure. Her family also reports improved overall functioning, an improved ability to understand her communication skills, much more positive health.
It's possible then that the program could essentially pay for itself.
Absolutely.
In reduced healthcare costs.
And actually more than pay for itself, I believe.
You have a sense of that yet?
Well, I have a sense of it only because one of the data points, too, is that we've had no dropouts in the participants.
And, oh, come now.
And the Health and Fitness Center.
I go to the gym, and then I get really motivated to say, oh, I'm tired. I'm not going to get up early. What do you mean dropouts?
The Health and Fitness Center says that the 40% of the people drop out of their membership in the first 3 months. We've had one person that is no longer in the program that moved away. All of the ones that are still here, and some of them are going twice a day, not just once.
Why that persistence?
I think that part of it is the support that Mark First has there, and then also the self-improvement of a person's sense of themselves and their own ego, because they're special. They're out there. They're doing things with all the other people. It's a big connection. There's a crowd there.
One thing that has blossomed from this partnership that we didn't really anticipate was a strong partnership with Hy-Vee, a local grocery store that helped provide some of the educational sessions as well as food and nutrition. So that public-private partnership now is helping Mark First as a social service entity also equip their homes with healthy, nutritious food items.
And that's why the intent of the 377 board is to have this not a one and done, but to use this project as a 3-year deal so we can get more data. I suspect that we could be measuring the reduction in what prescription someone might have. Maybe by lowering their cholesterol or doing something that they can reduce one, or they can maybe even eliminate one. So there's a lot of things we don't know yet, but the initial responses are very positive.
If you've got 40 people over 3 years, is that a large enough data set to try and make the program scalable?
We hope so. We want to move and scale this to where we can access other segments of this population, like those people that their families take care of them, and they're not in a home like is available at Mark First, and make that available. The Wellness Center is gearing up to be able to do that.
Is there capacity in the community to do that? If we indeed have a 20% of the population with developmental disabilities and the metro area is 120,000, 150,000 people, so we're talking 20 or 30,000 people who could benefit from this. Where do they go? They can't all go to that center.
That's a reality, too, and they're not all in the Bloomington Normal area either. They're throughout the whole county. But we will be able to impact a significant part of the population. Not all of them are going to will want to do it.
As a public-private partnership, where do you anticipate ongoing funding coming from once it proves itself, and assuming that you go beyond the initial 3 years?
Well, one of the things that this event is about is communicating what the nature of the project is and what our results are. But the second thing of that is it's the kickoff for a capital campaign where we're going to go out raising private money through the Advocate Charitable Foundation as the lead in that, and that's where the funds will reside. We actually established a fund which is donor-directed specifically for persons with disabilities, and that's where these funds will go initially to this kind of a project, but they could go to any that support people with disabilities.
Laura, let's close with another dive into the idea of softer benefits. How much are you seeing in mental health benefits from these programs?
Significant improvements for overall mental health, happiness. We're actually going to be measuring mental health capacity at the beginning versus mental health capacity over time and how that improves. So we'll have some additional outcomes in that area. Again, we're not seeing angry outbursts. We're not seeing hospital visits. We're not seeing the need for additional care. You know, a lot of good happens when you have social connection, sunlight, and the ability to have opportunities. Your overall mental health is improved.